Movement mit us bei Flux FM. Viele elektronische Acts werden euch heute vorgestellt beim Introducing im Binu. Unter anderem eben auch drei Jungs aus Australien, aus Sydney. Wir haben gerade einen Track von ihnen gehört in der Morning Show am Nachmittag und haben jetzt schon ein Drittel der Band hier bei uns. Ich sage herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I hope you too.
Yeah.
Enjoying Berlin for the first time.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you just saw the Berlin Wall. Denn wir haben hier draußen ja die East Side Gallery, ne, schön an der Spree, weil er eben gesagt hat, er fährt im Grunde heute Nacht schon wieder weg. So not much time to discover the cities on this tour.
Hardly anything. Just we came in from Paris last night. We drove in and the show's tonight and we leave tomorrow morning. So yeah, it's quick.
Is that your biggest tour so far with a band?
Yeah, well, we just came from America. We did two whole month with the artist Banks. We supported her right around America. And so we drove the entire country.
Wow, that must have been interesting.
Well, I never properly listened up in geography and I didn't really know like the map layout of America, but we started down the bottom right and we drove all the way up to the top left in Seattle and then down to LA. It was full on.
Great. But could you see a lot or did you do it at night?
So we saw a lot. Yeah. Every night we played in a new city and we kind of met a lot of people and yeah.
Very nice. Also Sie haben schon in den USA eine Riesentour jetzt hinter sich, sind von ganz unten nach oben quer durchs Land gefahren, weil er selber sagt, ich habe früher beim Geschichtsunterricht nicht so richtig zugehört, aber jetzt konnte er das ein bisschen nachholen. Und die Jungs wurden schon sehr gehypt in der Vergangenheit im Netz, haben noch gar keine Platte draußen, es sind erst ein paar Songs da, aber viele Menschen möchten diese Jungs einfach hören. So what about, I have to ask this, the debut album, how long do we have to wait for Movement's tracks?
Well, we've been writing a lot, we've been kind of writing for the last 2 years, so we've got a lot of material ready to release to show the world, but we've kind of wanted to hold on to it so that we can really kind of grow with it and make it as special as we can.
Yeah.
So hopefully by next year, early next year, we'll have something to show you.
So a lot of people seem to like your music. We too, of course, that's why we're playing
it.
So when did that start? Not so long ago.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too long ago. Jesse, who's the bass player and like the backing vocalist, and I did the percussion, we met in high school and we started to write songs together kind of behind the scenes without really releasing anything. And then we wrote some demos and we found our vocalist, Lewis. He was on the internet on YouTube and we heard his voice and through a mutual friend kind of recommended his vocals and we heard them and we immediately got shivers and we were very blown away by his voice. He could kind of turn your ideas into reality.
Yeah.
And we recorded the next day we recorded our first single, which was
with him.
Yeah.
He was in for it right away.
Yeah, straight into it. And then we put that on the radio and it went from there.
Mhm. Yeah. Er hatte mit seinem Kumpel damals Musik gemacht in der Highschool und sie brauchten irgendwie noch einen Sänger, haben übers Netz dann eine Empfehlung bekommen. Jesse, den haben sie sich angehört, nächsten Tag angerufen und schon hatten sie den ersten Track aufgenommen und dann lief es dort im lokalen Radio. Yeah, and by accident someone heard your song and said, wow, this is great stuff.
Yeah, our manager, who is like the owner of Modular Records and a very influential person in Australia, he was driving home one night late and he heard our first demo and he basically gave us an email and, you know, I had to Google his name. I wasn't quite sure of who he was. And then
He is serious.
Yeah. And, you know, we found out that he was the guy that, you know, brought Nirvana out for the first time and, you know, has bands like Tame Impala on his record label. And we were very complimented and blown away.
Ja, das sind natürlich glückliche Umstände, ne? Dass der Mann, ihr jetziger Manager, der damals sogar Nirvana nach Australien zum ersten Mal geholt hat und der jetzt auch auf seinem Label Tame Impala hat, sie gehört hat und gesagt hat, oh, die Jungs gefallen mir gut, die will ich fördern. Und nun haben sie eben schon eine große US-Tour hinter sich und kommen endlich auch zu uns nach Europa, sind in Paris jetzt gerade gewesen und fahren viel rum und werden auch nochmal zurück nach Paris düsen. Aber heute Abend ist erstmal Berlin dran und zwar im Rahmen vom Introducing und wir hören jetzt einen weiteren Track von ihnen und zwar Ivory. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Ivory, we tend to write a lot of our songs at night just because we kind of feel most comfortable then. Ivory kind of came out of nowhere, same like so did us as well. We just kind of found the groove that we wanted and we just kind of let it go and it was finished within one night and we released it soon after that.
Also ein Track, der in der Nacht entstanden ist. Sie arbeiten oftmals im Dunkeln, da sind sie am kreativsten und in einer Nacht ist dieses Ding entstanden und es kann sich durchaus hören lassen. Ivory von Movement bei Flux FM. Heute Abend im Binu. Wir schreiben euch gleich auch gerne noch fürs Introducing auf die Gästeliste. Movement mit Ivory. Heute Abend im Binu im Rahmen des Introducing werden euch tolle Elektro-Acts vorgestellt und die drei Sydneyer sind dabei. Do you say Sydneyer? Sydneyer? Sydneysen?
Sydney.
People from Sydney are called?
Sydney Siders.
These three Sydney Siders will be there. Sean auch mit seinen beiden Kumpels. Sie sind ja extra jetzt nach Europa geflogen, um endlich ihre Songs hier auch mal vorzustellen. Zum ersten Mal ist er in Berlin und kommt ja eigentlich, wie gesagt, aus der großen Stadt. So you were born in Sydney or do you come from the...
All three of us were born.
Right from the bushes.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess there's some bush around us. Yeah, it's a really nice place.
Yeah?
I definitely highly recommend anyone to go to Australia. Sydney is a good place.
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends who are going there very often, but I've unfortunately never been there.
Yeah, great place.
And I've also heard about musicians from Australia that they live in the bushes and there are all these big spiders and stuff, but you get used to it after a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't bother them, they won't bother you. So, it's nothing to be really too scared of.
Yeah. So do you live from your music or do you do something else in Australia?
We're really fortunate that we've been able to write music, just write music, which has been really good. But we've got an amazing group of friends and family that surround us that help us, support us to be able to do this.
So they pay for your food, your mom and dad?
Yeah, I mean, they're very good people, all of them.
What's the specialty at your mom's house when you come home after your European trip?
Like the standard answer would be a barbecue, but... I don't know. I mean, my mom's really good at spaghetti bowl, but I don't know. It depends.
You mean spaghetti bolognese?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
With Parmigiano?
Yep, you bet.
Of course. And when there's a barbecue, which meat is there involved? Is it kangaroo meat?
There is kangaroo meat. Everyone says that, that's disgusting because I think we're the only country that eats their own emblem, which is pretty disturbing. But I mean, Yeah, it's nice meat, although I'm a vegetarian, so I don't tend to
eat. But spaghetti bolognese is also with meat.
Yeah, before I was vegetarian, I don't
kidding.
Eat anymore. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Das Lieblingsessen, was seine Mutter für ihn kocht, ist Spaghetti Bolognese und er sagt jetzt aber gerade hinterher, er ist eigentlich Vegetarier. Ist denn die vegetarische Variante? So everyone is vegetarian or do your mother has to prepare two different Spaghetti Bolognese?
No, she's a good mother, so she kind of, when I am there, she would, happily... cook me something vegetarian.
Sean, that's great. Heute Abend sind sie also für euch im Binu. Da könnt ihr Movement kennenlernen und euch sehr gerne auf die Gästeliste schreiben lassen hier von Flux FM. 030 2000 9000. Heute Abend im Binu. Viele verschiedene Elektro-Acts, unter anderem diese hier, Movement, und die haben wir für euch eingeladen. So try to enjoy a little bit of Berlin, because you don't have so much time.
I'd like to, yeah. Hopefully I can look around.
Ja, und der ist ja auch Glück, ne? Wenn der jetzt in die Heimat zurückfliegt nach Australien, da fängt der Sommer erst richtig an, 27 Grad, und es wird erst wieder kalt im... When is it going to be cold again?
Oh, it gets cold like May.
So. Next May. Get out. I don't want to hear anything
even
about
further.
It. Greetings to the rest of the troupe and to see you next time in Berlin.
Can I say thank you so much for all your support? We really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Das war Movement live bei Flux FM und wir haben Cat Power mit Lived in Bars.